So hopefully, you know, the takeaways at the end of this panel is whether you are a very large company or a small company, that there are some really important things that you can do, some costly, some not, to protect your company.
Hi, and I'm Blake Jones. I'm with Hayman Capital Management, started just a couple months ago. Anything I say, don't attribute to Hayman Capital or Kyle Bass. get that customary disclosure out. Previously, I was with Panda Power Funds. We were a private equity fund. We own about $6 billion worth of natural gas generation. So from an IT perspective, the energy space has a lot of specific critical energy infrastructure protection rules, as well as certain response things through the ESISAC group. Before Panda Power Funds, I was with Deloitte. I was doing information technology consulting, as well as Dodd-Frank compliance. Some of the notable clients that I worked for include Shell Trading, massaging their data systems, bringing them up to speed on Dodd-Frank compliance, as well as the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, which was an effort to blend together several smaller kind of homegrown IT systems into something that could be managed across each one of the regions. NERC has several regions, and they kind of were forced to work together.
So from my perspective as outside counsel, what I hear on at least a weekly basis is, what is everybody else doing? You know, as you guys have heard this morning and many, 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 many times over before you ever got here, there are a lot of risks. There are litigation risks. There are risks to your own data and operations, as well as regulatory risk. And so it seems like the question is, in this sort of new world of lots of different guidelines, lots of different resources to look at,